the mind travel, when the body is present here, is the whole mental realm is very subtle. So therefore, when we talk about mental...
Hey Krishna Acharya, welcome. You should come and give class.
So, the mind, because the mental realm is very subtle, so when we talk about travel also, what do we mean by it? Is it like, you know, this is a physical realm and parallel to that there's a mental realm, and that mental realm the mind is traveling. So the mind, the whole mental realm is subtle. That's why when we apply concepts like, when we use terms like travel, it's little dicey. Say for example, if somebody is sitting here right now, but there is Champions Trophy cricket match going in England, and then they are thinking, you know, India should win against South Africa. So what is happening? Their mind might be there, isn't it? So what is happening is that sometimes, you know, if a cricket match is over and then say India has lost or India has won, whatever, sometimes you see young people walking on the street, you know, they are swinging their bat. They are thinking, I am that cricketer, I am hitting a sixer. So what is happening? Now the mind is there. So because the mind is not a physical object, so we can't really apply physical conceptions on it. Having said that, there is a concept of mental travel. So firstly, what I said is wherever our thoughts are, we could say for all practical purposes, our mind is there. So my mind, I may be in India, but my mind may be in a cricket field in England. But along with that, there is something called, say, out-of-body experiences, where the person perceives themselves different from the body. That means they see that, okay, my body is lying here and I am here. And then they say, okay, they see their body lying down below, and then they travel out somewhere. They go to some distant place. They may go to some otherworldly realm. So this is, in this out-of-body travel, what it means is that the person perceives oneself outside the body. It's not just that their mind is somewhere. They can see themselves outside the mind. So when somebody is sitting and dreaming about a cricket match in England, they are not necessarily seeing their body here in India and seeing themselves in England. Not like that. Just their mind is there. So that is simply the mind traveling. But here we are talking about something different, that the mind literally, the soul and the mind, they leave the body and they go somewhere else. At that time, one can see oneself different from the body. In my book on reincarnation, I've explained one case of Vicky Yumipeg. So she was born blind because of some problem with her optic nerves during delivery. And she had two near-death experiences. And those were the only times when she saw herself. She saw herself from outside her body. So although her eyes were blind, the mind itself has subtle senses. And she could see with the mind's eyes. So the point is that there are special occasions when the soul, along with the mind, can come out of the body. So this can happen either because during near-death experiences, when there is a sudden trauma and temporarily the soul is separated from the body. Of course, the soul returns back to the body. And there are some people who have certain mystical powers. So by that, they can project themselves outside the body also. There are very few people like that, but they can do that. So in that sense, the mind can travel out of the body. But that is not that every time they are thinking of something, the mind is necessarily traveling out of the body. You saying something?